this is entirely, believe it or not, too small an area for something of this nature. For instance, the Avon Park bombing range is 106,000 acres. This is less than 10% of the same area. In a small agricultural town like Venus, just about everyone, you know, the town of 500 mostly agricultural type residences and so forth, almost everyone will be in the buffer zone. And if you can imagine C-130s that can come in from anywhere in the world and 737s that can land on the largest, this will be the largest airstrip in Highlands County. So it'll be not a national type thing. This is a private entity. And these flights can come in from anywhere in the world, from Cuba, from Colombia, from the Middle East. And these developers very often set up something as a smokescreen like this and then turn around in a year or so, flip it. And who knows what they could sell this to, because it's not a United States government entity.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but up here in Tampa, we have MacDill Air Force Base, and it's not unusual to see tankers doing touch-and-go landing training at MacDill, but we're a pretty highly developed area. What is life like down there in Venus? How would you compare the kind of lifestyle you live in Venus to the kind of lifestyle that we live up here in Tampa?
Completely the opposite. We have people moving from Tampa and Fort Lauderdale, moving to Venus to have a quiet, rural, agricultural-type life. For instance, they might raise, like I raise Beefmaster cattle. They might raise goats or whatever. And they have felt that they have come here to Venus to escape from the concrete jungles. People in the large cities like Fort Lauderdale and Tampa and MacDill, although it may be on the bay there, and have some buffer, but there's absolutely no buffer here. The little town of Venus along 731, which will be on the final takeoff and landing, I have 1,200 hours of flight experience, will be on the final, you know, the final or the takeoff approach, exit approach for a huge aircraft someday. The developers who are putting this in have all of a sudden finally started to respond and are trying to make it look more like a country club than a military training base where they're going to have live fire zones and things of that nature.
Now, I've read in the paper it's going to have 40,000 square feet of military-style shoot houses. What's your understanding of what that is?
What is yours?
Well, it sounds to me as if they might be practicing live fire exercises.
Yes, yes. And we have noticed that a lot of these developers will promise what they're going to do just to get it past the commissioners. And then once they do that, then the changes occur, especially if they even resold it to another group, for instance, like Blackwater, which they say they're not like Blackwater now. But it would be a perfect setup for them to turn around and flip it, at which this developer could make tremendous profits. And the zoning change for a small agricultural community like this of 500 residents who've come to escape all this noise. I've heard that some of these, if you were near where some of these C-130s, whatever, these huge military aircraft land and take off, that the windows actually can rattle from some people with live experience on this. There's no need for this in this area. There are hundreds of areas where they could get a larger buffer zone, you know, of 100,000 acres or more, to put this right in a pristine community like this that has, for instance, the swallowtail kite bird. I'm not a member of Audubon, but the swallowtail kite bird nests right here on Fish Eating Creek, where they have wood storks and the pink Rosetta spoonbills. I may sound like an environmentalist, but I am basically a rancher. This is why we moved to Venus. In 1968, I flew the entire state of Florida and found this pristine area, which I chose to put most of my life savings into.